What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
You guys know that I'm all about amazing scents. Lavender helps me relax. Lemon gives me a little boost. I love to just have scents in my space at all times. As you've heard me say before, setting up an environment that allows me to feel calm and relaxed is so important to my meditation practice and my overall well-being, which is why I am so into my new Vitruvi diffuser. Studies have found that different scents can change your mood, relax you, even take you back to a specific memory. And by diffusing essential oils in your space, you can intentionally set the stage for how you want to feel for yourself, for your family, even your work. For me, I love lavender because it really settles me before my meditation practice. Instantly, I feel that settling energy. And they're all natural home scenting products that can make scenting your home a beautiful opportunity for self-expression. You can find scents to help you feel energized, calm, focused, relaxed. And they're made with 100% pure essential oils. They're also safe to breathe in on a daily basis. Plus, the design is so sleek. I've had lots of diffusers in the past, and they're kind of funky looking. This is so sexy. It's gorgeous. And you all know how important sleep is to me. So my favorite is their sleep scent. It's soothing and calming and helpful for winding down after a long day. And when I need to have that little extra energy, there's a boost. I like to put this one on when I'm brewing my morning coffee and prepping to do my to-do list. Vitruvi has three unique diffuser models to choose from, including a cordless option so you can move it around wherever you are. Their natural plant-based oils are made without silicones, parabens, and synthetic fragrances. They're 100% pure, vegan, and cruelty-free. Turn your home into an oasis. So visit Vitruvi.com/DearGabby and use the code DearGabby20 to get 20% off your next purchase. That's Vitruvi.com/DearGabby and use the code DearGabby20 when you check out. That again is Vitruvi.com/DearGabby.
Gabby.
Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. I'm sitting here in a Hawaiian t-shirt with a funky outfit on. I'm not exactly sure who dressed me. One time on my Instagram, someone said, "Did your toddler dress you in that photo?" I kind of took that as a compliment. My son has good taste. But I am currently looking like Barbara Streisand in Meet the Fockers. And I'm loving every second of it. I know my team is laughing their ass off on the other end. So here I am in my beautiful, bizarre outfit. And I am going to start this show with a card from the Super Attractor deck. As you've heard, I've definitely got all my decks shuffled and muffled at this point. My son plays with them on the floor. You can hear me shuffling. I don't know if this is the Spirit Junkie deck or the Universe Has Your Back deck, but it's a card that has a quote from one of my books. Super Attractor, the Universe Has Your Back, who knows? And these affirmation cards are the start of this show designed to help us really create a theme and a message for what's to come today. Here we go. What's our show? Here we go. What's our show? Ooh, a pretty bright card to go with my outfit. My true safety lies in my capacity to align with the love of the universe. Okay, let's talk about that. My true safety lies in my capacity to align with the love of the universe. I want to talk about what it means to align with the love of the universe. So many of my books are about, really all of my books are about getting your energy in connection with the energy of love. That's what this show is about. That's what Every Dear Gabby is about. But for today, I actually want to talk about what the benefit of that is. What is the benefit of being in that level of alignment? In this card, it says true safety is a benefit. True safety meaning a sense of certainty, a sense of security, a sense of knowing that the universe has your back. What also is a benefit is a greater connection to your intuition, to that inspired voice within you, the voice that is that inner guidance system, an inner leader, an inner GPS. When we start to learn to rely on that inner voice, we can begin to open up our consciousness to all of the support that is within us and around us. Every show comes back to that core theme, no matter what. It's about connecting to our spiritual alignment so that we can be led by a voice of wisdom rather than the voice of fear. When I was early in my career, I would really push the metaphysical envelope, teaching the metaphysical text A Course in Miracles. And the simplicity of the text of the Course is that only love is real. When we are in alignment with the voice of love within ourselves, we are in alignment with God, we are in alignment with the universe, we are in alignment with spirit. Every other belief being fear-related. So anything other than love is fear, and fear being false evidence appearing real. Or like I used to say, F everything and run. So when we start to strengthen that connection within ourselves to so easily connect to that voice of love, we get into what A Course in Miracles might refer to as the right-minded way of thinking. Thinking with self, as I often talk about in IFS therapy, self with a capital S, self-energy, love energy. And the more we start to live our life led by that self with the big S, that internal parent, that inner wisdom within us, that inner guidance system, I don't care what you call it, but I want to really define it for you. When we live from that place, we start to be less reactive. We start to act less triggered. We start to do less crazy things. We begin to have deeper relationships. We can see our part in situations. We can take ownership for how we show up. We can feel like we're no longer the victim of the world we see, but instead notice that we can change the world that we see, that we are the dreamer of our dream, that every moment of life offers us an opportunity to change the thought pattern that led us in the wrong direction and get back to a right-minded thought pattern of the dream we want to see. So I think that this idea of being in our right mind, being in alignment with that self energy, that confident energy, that internal parent, is something that I really want to bring home today. Because I talk a lot about guiding our thoughts back to love and being in that presence of an energy of source and being connected to that spiritual alignment. But I want to talk about what it means to lead from that place. How can I live from that place? How can I maintain that connection no matter what's going on around me? And particularly, when things are tough, how can I let myself be led by that voice of inner wisdom and love and self with a capital S when things are difficult in my life? So my true safety lies in my capacity to align with the love of the universe. This is something that we're working on a lot at my company as myself and AJ, our director of people ops. AJ and I are working a lot on how we help our team develop that self-led part of themselves. I've, as many of you know, become a student of internal family systems therapy, and I'm doing the training this fall, and I'm doing pre-trainings now, really getting myself into that true ownership of what it means to be self-led for myself first, and then so I can lead and teach you how to do the same. So well, let's touch on what that means today, to show up for life from our adult resourced self, from the part of us that is safe, from the part of us that is centered, the part of us that is not triggered, not in fear, the part of us that is just okay with what is and accepting of what is so that we can show up for what can be. I like this topic for today. It's feeling good to me.
Gabby.
I've said it once. I'm going to say it again and again and again. I love a sauna. Seriously, it's my favorite self-care routine. But it's not always easy to get to a gym or a spa to enjoy one. That's why I'm so excited about Higher Dose's portable infrared sauna blanket. You can sauna at home or anywhere, really. With infrared saunas, you can feel the difference after just one session. Infrared increases blood flow faster for recovery, better sleep, and a calmer central nervous system. Plus, it naturally releases a dose of happy chemicals in the brain, leaving you feeling euphoric. The sauna blanket has an amethyst layer to deepen the benefits of infrared, a tourmaline layer that generates negative ions, a charcoal layer to bind to pollutants, and a clay layer, which is balancing for the heat. For those of you who want to experience the benefits of infrared without the sweat, they have this unbelievable infrared PEMF mat. It's so soothing. The second I get on this mat, I start to go into the deepest meditation. The PEMF mat combines the dual technology of infrared with PEMF for an unbelievable recharging experience. I cannot tell you how much I love this. PEMF stands for pulsed electromagnetic field, and it works by sending electromagnetic waves through your body at different frequencies. You'll be able to relax, reground, and rebalance. These mats are built with 20 pounds of healing crystals and have a thick layer of 100% natural purple amethyst crystals in the mesh fabric tubes across the entire mat. Whether you deal with chronic pain, work out frequently, or just need a moment to relax, lying on the mat for even a couple of minutes a day will help you ease your mind and body from the inside out. I mean it. The PEMF mat is amazing. Get your own infrared sauna blanket or infrared PEMF mat at higherdose.com today and use my exclusive promo code Gabby75 to check out and save $75. That's higherdose.com. Exclusive promo code Gabby75. That's higherdose.com with the code Gabby75. All right, Lindsay, bring in our first guest to the Dear Gabby podcast today. Who do we have on the show today? Let's do it.
Oh my goodness. Hi.
Yo, girl. What's your name?
My name is Tiana.
Hi, T. Hi, T.
This morning. I'm going to be emotional. Hi.
Hi, Tiana.
I had a feeling this morning that I was going to get called on. I really did. And then when you pulled that card, I was like, this is it. Here we go. I knew it. You know, I've been in a hard place for me. My partner, my boyfriend of 7 years, we split about 5 weeks ago. It was very abrupt. I wasn't really expecting it, to be honest. He was my best friend, best roommate I ever had. We lived together for pretty much all of that 7 years. We were together since we were 20. I'm now 27. So it was just like a big part of my life. Yeah. And I'm feeling very lost and just confused. I'm living alone for the first time in my life. And I feel like I have good days, you know, where I'm feeling strong and I tell myself everything's going to be okay. Everything happens for a reason and I am being guided by the universe. And then I have some dark days where I don't want to get out of bed. And I don't want to see my friends. And then I just want to be alone and kind of just, you know, stuck in a cycle of negative thoughts and anxiety and depression and confusion because this was just such a big part of my life. And now I almost don't know. I feel like I don't know who I am anymore.
Beautiful. Okay. Wow. All right. Tiana, my beautiful 27-year-old sister. I'm so glad that you made it here. Because there's so many times where I want to speak to my 27-year-old self, and you young women give me the chance to do that. And I'm going to speak to you the way I would speak to my 27-year-old self. And that's actually beautiful because it brings us back to the lesson, which is being self-led. So sometimes when we're in that place of panic and trauma because this is such a quick breakup and you weren't expecting it, and fear and uncertainty. It's really hard to get into that adult part of ourselves. We are in that child part of ourselves that's freaking out, that's never lived alone, that identifies herself with this partner, that sees her world with this partner, but can't see any other possibility. So today, you can lean on me as a big sister here to be that voice of adult resource self, to speak to that younger part of you, to help you really see the opportunity in this. Okay, my love? And I know that's what you want, because you wouldn't have shown up for Dear Gabby today if you weren't looking for solutions, if you weren't looking to get yourself out of the funk and to come to a place of grounded steadiness. So here's the deal. Breakups suck. They're painful. They are also really beautiful because it allows you to feel deep love. It allows you to feel deep loss. It allows you to feel. So often we move through life pretty numb of those deep feelings, but I want you to celebrate them. What if you could have this heartbreaking experience and have moments of such great catharsis and such great expression of your truth, and to really dwell in that sort of, I want the best way I can say it, like that emo, like moment of listening to Everybody Hurts in the floor and hugging yourself, like whatever that is, because there's so much of life where we just go on autopilot and we don't actually give ourselves permission to really feel those feelings. And so sometimes I even think my way back to my 16-year-old boyfriend breaking up with me. It was like everything to me, and broke up with me, and I just was so emo, but it's a feeling that was so big. And so I want you to celebrate the bigness of that feeling and those emotions, because it means that you loved. And loss often is an opportunity to truly express love. So I don't want you to shun those feelings. I don't want you to deny those feelings. I want you to fully feel those feelings. And the faster that you get in alignment with those feelings and feel those feelings all the way through, the more comfortable you will be in a new feeling. So I don't want you to skip that step. I want you to cry on the floor. I want you to, you know, freak out, whatever it is. I want you to journal about it. I want you to express it fully and completely, because I believe that in the full expression of our deep emotions, we can heal. And then the next thing I want you to do is I really want you to ask yourself this. I heard the aha moment in you speaking. You said, I don't know who I am. And so that's actually the reason that the universe has ended this relationship, I believe, is so that you, Tiana, can find out who you truly are. And I see you shaking your head. Does that resonate with you, sweetheart?
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been feeling disconnected for quite a while now.
Right. And look, if we're in a relationship and we lose ourselves in a relationship, that's not our highest and best. While it might feel safe and it might feel secure and it might feel like this, you know, sense of outside safety, what did our card say? My true safety lies in my capacity to align with the love of the universe. That means align with yourself. That means align with your truth. That means align with your authenticity, who you really are, not who somebody else is, not who you are in the shadows of another person, but who you, my love, truly are. Your capacity to feel safe lies in your alignment with the universe, in the love of the universe. So when I was in my early days of my codependent behavior of finding myself in men and only seeing that I could be good enough in the arms of a partner, I wrote a book called Spirit Junkie that, while it's a lot about my addiction recovery, so much of it is about my recovery from codependent behavior and the need to feel safety in somebody else's arms. And there's a chapter in that book that I wrote called When Spirit Became My Boyfriend. Let's see if I have, do I have Spirit Junkie right here? I do. I have it. Okay. Let's see if there's a message that's going to come through from you from Spirit Junkie. I love that I have it. When Spirit Became My Boyfriend. I haven't looked at this book in a decade. Let's see. Oh my God, babe. So cool to have the chance to do this with you. Here we go. Let's see. My new relationship. This is for you, sweetheart. Each day spent in prayer and meditation deepened my relationship with my spirit. This relationship was fulfilling, nurturing, inspiring, loving, honest, and faithful. This was the relationship I'd been searching for all my life. I soon realized that all the love and support I'd been lusting after in a man was inside me all along. The classic line, "All the love you need is inside you," was true. For years, I secretly wanted to believe in that philosophy, but I couldn't fully comprehend it until I lived it. My dedication to spirit led me inward to a true source of love and safety. I was no longer looking for love. I was living in love. Oh, I have chills. I mean, baby, it goes on to comfort and security, and it goes on and loving experience, inspiration, and what I did in this support and guidance, what I did in this chapter, and I remember this now, and I can't believe it's been a decade since I reread this, is I took all the things that we want out of a romantic partner, and I expressed to the reader how we can have it with our spiritual connection. Comfort, security, new relationship, loving experience, inspiration, loneliness disappeared, spirit showed up for me. I found it, the bridge, healing and spreading the love. And so listen, my sister, this chapter, page 188 of Spirit Junkie, I'm going to send you a copy today. This book is your book. This chapter is your chapter. This book will get you off the floor. It will get you back on your feet. But the most important thing that it will do is it will fill you up with a spiritual connection and a spiritual relationship of your own understanding. And spirit will become your boyfriend so that you become full and complete with your own spiritual connection and alignment to the universe. That doesn't mean that you won't attract many partners in your future or the one partner for your future, but that you'll show up whole, that you won't show up as a part of you, you'll show up as all of you. So when you accept spirit as your boyfriend, you become whole. You got me, my love?
I got you. Whew. Definitely got you. Definitely picking that up today.
No, I'm sending it to you. Don't buy it. I'm sending it to you. Super Spirit Junkie is your book. Like mixing up the books now. Spirit Junkie is your book. This is your card too. I just want you to really write
this down. It
really
was. As soon as you read it, I was like, this is it. The fact that I was called up first, I knew it.
There's no accident. My true safety lies in my capacity to align with the love of the universe. Woo! Boom, 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 boom. There you
go. Thank you so much.
Go. Thank you, Tiana. You're gorgeous. You. Can't wait to see what happens in your life. Keep me posted.
Will do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So much love.
Gabby. Do you know the difference between an antiperspirant and a deodorant? It's time for some fun science. Antiperspirants contain aluminum, which forms a plug in your sweat glands to stop you from sweating. That doesn't sound healthy. So that's why I'm into Native deodorant now. It's so beautiful. I love this brand. They don't contain aluminum or any parabens or sulfates. It's vegan and never, ever, ever tested on animals. What's even cooler, Native deodorant is made with ingredients you've heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter. You wear deodorant every day, so you have to make sure the ingredients are clean. Making the switch to an aluminum-free deodorant does not mean you have to sacrifice on performance. Native will keep you smelling and feeling fresh all day. Seriously, all day. I used it after working out and I still felt fresh. With over 10 scents, including their classics and rotating seasonals, you're guaranteed to find one that you love. My favorite is the coconut and vanilla. Lavender rose is amazing as well, but I love the coconut vanilla. Besides their classic deodorant, Native offers an unscented option and baking soda-free formula for those with sensitivities. Don't just take my word for it. Check out the over 15,000 five-star reviews from their happy customers who switched to Native. You're going to love Native as much as I do. Right now, you can save 20% on your first purchase. Go to nativedo.com/Gabby or use promo code Gabby at checkout. That's nativedo.com/Gabby or use promo code Gabby at checkout to save 20% on your first purchase. That's nativedo.com/Gabby or use promo code Gabby at checkout to save 20% on your first purchase. All right, LBO, who's next?
Hi, Gabby.
Hey, babes. How you doing?
Good. This is so awesome. Thank you.
I'm so happy you're here with me. Where are you in the world?
I'm in Tucson, Arizona. I was living in New York and New Jersey for a while. I got divorced. The universe has my back, like saved my life 100%. I had a copy that I was writing in and I like read the whole thing with a colored gel pen. And then I gave it to a girlfriend with a different colored pen and she wrote in it and I was passing it around. So there's a copy somewhere out in the world with a bunch of people who have read it and written in it. And it's like, I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Full body chills. I just got full body chills. Thank you for that.
So I love gorgeous. You. I love you. Thank you for talking to me today. I am a consultant. I
was in a job for a long time that was sort of a safe place for me to be while I was recovering from my divorce and doing a lot of therapy. And it was sort of like a limited hours type of situation. But as I've gotten healthier, I wanted a challenge. I wanted to get sort of back into my career the way I used to be. And I changed jobs and was really excited about my new job. My old company sued me to enforce my non-compete agreement. And the new company sued me because they didn't want to deal with the lawsuit. And I've just been really struggling with finding legal representation that feels like they can help me. And I have a lot of anxiety coming up about courts because my parents had a very difficult court situation when I was growing up. And there was a lot of domestic violence. And I think those triggers are like really coming up right now. So like consciously, I know that it'll work out and I can find something else to do until my non-compete's up. But I'm feeling all these triggers related to courts and safety and having trouble like not feeling like I'm a kid and I'm 10 years old and I'm powerless right now.
Really good work right there, Dana. Okay. Really good work that you just identified that for yourself. I'm having a hard time feeling like I'm not 10 years old and powerless. My sweet sister. Okay. First things first, let's say thank you to the universe for offering you a divine spiritual assignment to heal that child part. And sometimes those assignments can show up in ways that are massively uncomfortable. Typically, spiritual assignments are not comfortable at all, but they show up to help us show up. They show up so that we show up for what's up. I always say, if we don't show up for what's up, it will keep coming up. And you know, because you've read The Universe Has Your Back, that spiritual assignments, there's a whole chapter on it, that spiritual assignments continue to be revealed until we heal the root cause of them. So what would the universe have for you? Unfortunately, but fortunately at the same time, let's say fortunately, let's be in the positive about this. The universe is bringing you this lawsuit that will get resolved, a lawsuit that's not the biggest thing in the whole world. It feels like it in the moment, but it's related to a non-compete and you're going to get through it. But what it's giving you is the trigger and the recognition of the trigger and the recognition of the child part and the opportunity to hold her and protect her and show up for her, to show up for that young part of yourself. Now, the woman that's sitting here with me, Dana, right now, this adult part of you, this resource part of you, this spiritual part of you, this the universe has your back reader, what would she say right now to that part of you that's scared?
This is an opportunity to protect myself the way that I wasn't protected before.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. It's an opportunity to protect myself in the ways that I wasn't protected before. So I want you to hold a visualization. Do you think you'll have to step into a courtroom or is this something that will be resolved outside of the courtroom? What do you think is going
to
happen?
I don't think I'll physically have to be there.
Okay. So in the ways that you have to represent yourself, whether it's talking to a lawyer or dealing with whatever situations enter your world, I want you to have a visualization of this Dana that's with me. How old are you?
38.
38-year-old beautiful Dana in Arizona standing in front of that 10-year-old Dana, but holding her hand. And I want you to visualize whenever you get on the phone with a lawyer or whenever you get into anything related to this big trigger, this big spiritual assignment, to just take a breath. And I want you to close your eyes right now and do the visualization with me. Take a breath and see 38-year-old adult resourced spiritual Dana who's standing here with Gabby. And I want you to also actually see me holding your hand. So when I'm holding your right hand and little 10-year-old Dana's holding your left hand. I'm holding your right hand. Little Dana's holding your left hand. So you feel you got a lot of grounding support. I'm just using myself as a visual because the universe has your back has been a voice for you. So I've been a voice for you. So I'm holding one hand saying, you got this. You got a spiritual through line. You have a connection to spirit. You have a lot of support around you. I'm here to remind you. And then you're holding little Dana and you're saying, I got you, baby. I got you, baby. I got Gabby on one side. I got you on the other side. I'm holding you in a lot of support and love. And then I want you to see me let go of your hand, closing your eyes, keeping your eyes closed. I want you to see me let go of your hand, pretty much saying, you got this, Dana. You've got this. You've got this, Dana. And I want you to tell me, what does that adult Dana look like?
Strong.
Yeah.
Confident. She's like putting on a brave face and a happy face the way that I do when I'm with kids.
Ooh, good.
And saying it's going to be okay.
And how does she stand?
Tall.
Tall. Shoulders back?
Yeah.
What's she wearing?
A suit.
A suit. Okay, good. Power suit. Good, good. Anything else that's coming to your mind's eye visually?
She just feels confident.
She's confident. Beautiful. Okay. Anytime you have to step in, I want you to just hold the vision while I talk to you a little bit longer, just so you can really lock it in, see her closely, feel her in your body, notice where you notice her feeling her presence physically. Maybe it's in your shoulders or your chest. I want you to really define what she feels like. I want you to bring her into your meditation. I want her to become a big part of your day. I want you to ask her for help. When you find yourself in those activated and triggered moments with little Dana freaking out because the lawsuits from the past are coming into the present, I want you to take a deep breath and close your eyes and just very quickly, very much just as fast as we just did, welcome adult Dana to step in. See her in her suit. See her holding hands with little Dana. Let her speak to little Dana. Let her show up completely in her wholeness. Because remember, as our card today says, my true safety lies in my capacity to align with the love of the universe. So adult Dana is the love of the universe that you are aligning with. Adult Dana is the God within you, the spirit within you. And so the more you get into that state, the safer you become. So you get this chance every single moment of the day to show up for little Dana in the ways that your parents were unable to do it for you. And that's the gig, mama. Breathe into that. Breathe into that completely and let that go. That is the gig. Little Dana's going to keep showing up until you show up for her. And so the universe was like, let's give Dana the best opportunity to be super triggered by this past experience, but in a way that will be resolvable, in a way that's going to have easy resolution. It's not going to be totally life-threatening, but let's give her something that's uncomfortable enough so that she has to go deeper and do the bigger work. So let's get fully grounded in that this is a universal assignment that you can say thank you for.
Thank you so much. That?
Yes.
Thank you, universe, so much.
Thank you, universe, so much. I feel your gratitude right now, mama. I really do.
And thank you, Gabby, so much. I just love you. And I saw the Instagram going live pop up on my phone, and I was just like, I have to tune into this. This is what I need right now.
I want you to go to my Instagram reels right now. I just made a reel today called Hey Girl, and I play that Florence Welch and Lady Gaga song, Hey Girl, right? I'm going to have that song played here if we could like buy like a 10 seconds of it. And I made that little video for you and all my sisters out there who just need that reminder of how awesome you are and how everything that's led you to this point is exactly as it's meant to be. And we'll put that reel in the show notes so that anyone that's listening to this can watch it, because it has such a high vibe. And just watch it and know that's me speaking to you, and then you can speak to yourself that way too.
Thank you so much, Gabby. I love you. Thank you so much.
I'm proud of you, Dana. I really am proud of you. Beautiful job, Dana.
Thank you.
Keep it up, Mamacita. Keep it up. Go watch that reel. It'll make you feel really good. Oh my, what a nice show today. Go us. Sleep is one thing in my life that is a non-negotiable. I would not skimp on anything sleep related. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about our new sponsor, Boll & Branch. Boll & Branch is a company I have been a fan of for many years. Boll & Branch makes my favorite sheets that I sleep on every single night. And I love that it's founded by a husband and wife team, just like my husband and I run our business. Their ultra soft organic sheets are transparently sourced and produced in safe, fair conditions. You'll feel a difference and know you're making one. Boll & Branch started with a mission: produce the highest quality sheets on the market and make the world a better place in the process. Today, they're still the best choice for anyone who wants comfort that lasts. They come in a variety of colors and in all sizes, from twin to California King. My favorite is their signature line. They are made with 100% organic cotton, so light, so soft, literally the stuff dreams are made of. made to a higher standard with toxin-free processes and fair trade certification to ensure workers are paid fair living wages. Also, here's a fun fact. Boll & Branch is loved by 3 U.S. presidents. To experience the best sheets you've ever felt, choose Boll & Branch. You can try them worry-free for 30 nights with free shipping and returns. And my listeners get an exclusive 15% off your first set of sheets with promo code Gabby at bollandbranch.com. That's bollandbranch.com. bollandbranch.com. Promo code Gabby. Hi, gorgeous.
Okay, I know everybody says this, but I knew it was going to be called today.
You're all psychic. We're all psychic. We're all psychic.
We're all psychic. We're all psychic. I thought this was, I can't thank you enough. I know everybody says it, Gabby, but you have been a catalyst for change in my life and have always been there when I've needed someone, whether you know it or not. So what I am currently going through is I lost my job a couple of months ago. And I have 2 grown kids, one of which is living his dream job in New York City.
Cool.
Lived a couple of months ago there. And a daughter that's about to leave for college. Neither one of them know I've lost my job. They will worry.
I hope they don't listen to Dear Gabby.
They don't.
I'm just kidding.
They're both very spiritual, but I haven't gotten them into Dear Gabby.
I'm just kidding. I hope they do listen to Dear Gabby.
I did tell my son your comment about New York City, though, when you were walking through there for the first time and that there was no one on the streets, but all you smelled was...
marijuana?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He kind of enjoyed that comment. So anyway, I got divorced when my daughter was 1.5. My son is now 22 and my daughter is almost 19. And my goal at that time was to get my daughter to kindergarten, which was free, and then start a career. So I did a lot of self soul searching. And when she was 5, started kindergarten and I got into a career. Until then, I was working in like a babysitting room and they came with me for free. And this feels like a very similar process. Like I'm shifting somewhere. What I was doing is not really fulfilling me, but I need to make money. So I'm kind of all over the board on what I can do, what I want to do. I can live anywhere I want now. My kids are grown, New York and Arizona. I'd like to be somewhere in the middle. I'd love to be in Colorado.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's kind of always my dream. But that's one of those things you do when you're, you know, single mom. And then you go, well, when they're grown, I can do this, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I got you. Okay. Valerie, here we go. This show is all about personal transformation, really. I mean, this whole show is about stepping out of who we thought we should be and into who we can be. It's a show about just transforming the pretenses of what we've placed upon ourselves. So what a beautiful person to end this show with is someone who has got this clean slate in front of you. Nothing's tethering you to one place. And you have a desire. You have a desire to go to Colorado. Who knows why? It's just a desire. So if I were to teach today in this moment from my teachers, Abraham Hicks, Esther Hicks and Abraham, the metaphysical principles of the law of attraction, what I would say to you, my love, is to make sure that your focus is not on what's not working, you know, the job loss, I need to make money, focusing on what is working, what is thriving. And so in this moment, what's thriving is you know that there's a place in the world that you want to go. That's a really big deal. And you have these children who you have set off into the world in such a magnificent way, and they are so steady and strong and have such great jobs and such great future. And you can be so proud of that. The universe has given you an opening to step out and do something new. And so your job, my friend, is to stay super connected to what feels good so that you can listen to that voice of inner wisdom that's going to show you where to go and what to do. That voice of wisdom can't come when we're stuck in what can I do? How can I do this? I'm afraid to tell my kids. I don't want them to worry. Here's the deal. That was smart not to tell them because look, I don't believe in withholding information from people, but sometimes we don't want to let people in on something when we're still triggered by it. So now when you get off this Dear Gabby with me and you get yourself into that alignment of this is actually a major opportunity, that's the place to tell them from. hey guys, great news, lost my job, moving to Colorado, got a really big opportunity for something new in front of me. I don't think I would have done this if I hadn't lost the job. The universe has my back. You see where I'm going here, my love?
I absolutely see where you're going and I can feel it. The only thing, the reality of if I had the money in the bank to just be like, I'm hopping in an RV and heading out to Colorado with my two dogs and I'll find something and I've got 5-6 months of money sitting there, I would lovingly, dreamingly, unabashedly done it. So the challenge is finding a position in Colorado who don't live in Colorado. So
okay, hear me. I don't have any doubt that you're a practical woman that's going to take practical action, that's going to put her resume out there, that's going to make some calls, that's going to get her out there. I mean, you're a hustler, right? I see it. You know, you were a single mom with young children. You made that shit happen, okay? So I don't have any doubt that you're going to do the things that you need to do in the world to get a job. But I'm not here as your career counselor. I'm here as your spiritual counselor to make sure that whatever you do to go get that job is from a place that's grounded in the alignment of love and the universe and the truth of who you are, which is the magnificence of who you are, the magnificence of spirit within you. So go do all the practical things you need to do to find that job, to attract that job, to apply for that job. Maybe the first job isn't in Colorado. Maybe the first job is just be open to creative possibility, sister. My job is a spiritual tune-up for you right now to just take the word challenge off the table and get into opportunity. Now, that place of opportunity is going to hook you up to be fully guided every single step of the way. My true safety lies in my capacity to align with the love of the universe. That's our message for today. I'm not even going to say a single word more, Val. That is your message. I believe it's come through for you. As your spiritual counselor, go feel into the feeling of what it feels like to be in Colorado, to be in that abundance, to be free, to be driving in that RV. And you know how to take practical action, but make sure that it's aligned with spiritual force. I'm going to send you a copy of Super Attractor. I want you to read the whole chapter on how to take spiritually aligned action and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. That's your book, baby.
Thank you so much, Gabby. That word opportunity over challenge, I felt that. So thank you.
And now, baby, to get even more into that, go back and listen to the Dear Gabby episode about turning obstacles into opportunities. Get off with me now and go for a walk and listen to that Dear Gabby episode, turn obstacles into opportunities and fine tune this method now so that you're fully hooked up spiritually when you make these changes in your life. You rock, Val.
You rock, Gabby.
Thank you, sweetheart. And go tell your kids. I think you're ready to tell your kids. Go let them know what's going on. Okay. Do it from a place that's grounded. Make sure you're feeling really in that opportunity when you do tell them. And that'll feel good. You'll feel great about it.
Thank you.
Go, girl. Go, Val. Rock and roll. All right. I gotta say, guys, this was one of my favorite shows we've had here. It just never ceases to amaze me that the guidance that comes through with the card is always the exact message that needs to come through on the show for each person, each guest that's coming through here. This is a spiritual reinvention today, how to reinvent yourself through your spiritual practice. I am so moved by the love that comes through each guest. I'm so moved by the love that comes through my spirit guides. I thank you for holding me in that. I want to be more unapologetic about that relationship and that wisdom because I've never felt alone on my stages or as I write my books or doing this podcast. I'm not alone in this work. I want to really acknowledge the guidance and the support system that's always around me. It's like a big posse of spiritual guides that are around me supporting me to do this work. And I really welcome them to be a presence on this show and to become more unapologetic about it because there is that voice in me that wants to say, oh my God, this might be too weird for somebody, but I got to trust that you guys landed here for a reason. If you're here at the end of this episode, you definitely are open and you're really ready. And we all have that voice of spiritual connection, that love within us, that truth within us, that confidence within us, that adult resourced self within us that is begging to come through, the more we lean into that presence, the more we lean into this spiritual conversation, the easier it is to allow ourselves to be led, to stop controlling and start allowing, and to trust everything that's unfolding in front of us. For anyone out there today who resonated with this idea that we had this feeling of who am I? Who am I? Who am I? This is your answer today. You are a spirit among spirits. Your mission is to align with the energy of love and express that love in your own unique ways. And that is the answer. Never question it. Never deny it. And you will live a life beyond your wildest dreams. Thank you for joining me today on Dear Gabby. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.